Would you stand with me now? I'd like you to turn to Psalms, the 103rd Psalm. Starting in verse number 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness, tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And then Psalm 68. Verse number 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily, would you say daily? Who daily loadeth, continues to load us down with benefits, even the God of our salvation. So it's not just salvation that he's come to bring us. He's come to bring us life and life more abundantly. This world has no idea. They just look at serving God as a restricted life and a lack of pleasure. And what we see is every day, there's a list of things that God does for us every day. I don't care who you are, where you're at. Every day, there's a list of benefits that he gives us. And many times, we don't even see them. But he does. Lord, we ask your blessing upon your word this morning. We truly have been basking in your presence. We are so grateful for your touch in this place. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We are living in the most blessed country in the entire world. God bless America. And until you go outside of this country, you just don't realize how blessed you are. The real scary thing is, as we've lived here and experience the blessings of God, the greatness of God, sometimes we can get to the place where we just take it for granted. Why is it everybody in the world wants to come here if it's so bad? Why do they want to be a part of the blessings of God in America? And it truly is the blessings of God in America. If that wasn't happening all over the world. And then yet there are those who complain that it's not enough or they didn't get their share. God help us if we ever get in the church and we start to complain because things aren't going like we want them to go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits to treat a person well, acts of goodness. Why is it that we seem to never forget the difficult times in our lives? We categorize them and put them in storage in the deepest recesses of our brain, and they don't seem to leak out or go. We remember those. Perhaps it's because we haven't forgiven as we should, or we just haven't turned those situations over to God. Paul said it all in Philippians 3 and 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He's saying, if I'm going to serve God, I've got to forget some stuff. You see, we can't reach forth for the good things of God until we have let go some of the things in the past. And some people don't get blessed because they haven't forgiven or they haven't forgotten some of the things, which make us, like I said earlier, who we are. However, it seems that it is so easy to forget the blessings and the advantages that we have experienced from God week after week, day after day. Just before the children of Israel entered into the promised land, Moses knew exactly what would happen as soon as God blessed them. A lot of complaining in the wilderness, a lot of complaining in those 40 years. And Moses warned them that when they were blessed and comfortable in their new homes, that they forget not the God that made it possible for them to be in the place that they are. Or I can't imagine there'll be any complaining in heaven. Take a look at Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Deuteronomy 8, starting in verse number 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments, his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast in is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. We can get to the place where, you know, because I've got a few more brain cells, I've worked harder, I'm a little smarter, that this is the result of what I have. When we need to thank God for everything that we have, folks. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4 and 7, what do you have that you did not receive from God? All good gifts come from above. We ought to open our eyes in the morning and thank God. Thank God for another day, because he's the one who's allowed us to have the day. Thank God I'm feeling good. Thank God I'm feeling bad. We can't forget the benefits of God. As we settle into a job, become comfortable in a marriage, in a new home, or even settle into the church as a new saint, we have a tendency to take the blessings for God for granted. It'll always be this way. I read about a man who forgot his wedding anniversary. You know, it's a very costly thing to forget some things. The gift now must be spectacular, with many words of endearment and affection. And it took him weeks to make up for that little forget. Honey, if you could just remind me on a daily basis so I don't forget, maybe that's why God wrote it in stone. Maybe that's why God wrote it in the book so we can pick it up every day, not to forget. Can God trust us to remember his goodness? After he has blessed us with benefits, this world doesn't have access to the vault of heaven like we have access. When we have something, God says, You can come boldly before the throne of grace in a time of need. We have access to benefits that the rest of the world does not have. And I wonder if God gave us a daily list of all of the things that he has done for us, if we could even comprehend how lavish and how merciful and giving he is for us. The world would be quick to remind us of all of the disadvantages of living for God because they don't understand it. But God wants us to remember all the little things, all the little blessings. And as we become thankful for his touch and thankful for his protection and mercy in our lives, he just piles it on daily, loads us down. Webster defines benefit as payment made or entitlement available in accordance with an agreement. And when we were baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, we entered into a covenant agreement with him. And entering into that covenant agreement with him entitles us to certain benefits that naturally come with salvation. It's not just that our sins have been washed away, but we have access to things. What this country is living through right now is a vivid picture of people losing their benefits, losing their freedom. They thought they would always be there. What used to be there because of employment is now gone. People are starting to realize what they once had is no longer available to them. People just took for granted that the benefits came with the job. Now, we can't just walk away from serving God and expect all of the benefits to stay with us. I've seen people thinking, well, you know, I really don't need all that corporate worship and all that. And I some of those rules, I think they're archaic, and they walk away, and all of a sudden they don't realize, but the benefits have dropped off. The protection, the healing, the finance, the comfort, the peace. All of a sudden, they're not so comfortable in life anymore. No, the entitlements are only available according to the continued agreement that we have made, the covenant agreement that we have made with Jesus Christ. Amen. Many look to government to take the role of entitlements. It's never been like this before. We're looking for a Santa Claus. We're looking for somebody who will provide for us if somehow we can't provide for ourselves. And government has tried to take the role of God in the people's lives. But then they are dependent upon government instead of dependent upon God. They want you to believe that it's free, but at what cost to our freedom? And I don't want my liberty taken away for some promise down the road, and liberty that isn't liberty at all. It's not freedom, it's bondage. There's no free lunch. It's going to cost us something. If somebody gives it to us other than God, it's going to cost us something. So when we enter into an agreement with God, a covenant to live for God, then there are certain entitlements that come with that covenant, and those entitlements are irrevocable. They do not go away. It's not like God is arbitrary. Yeah, well, I think I'll bless you this week. No, he's saying, because you have done this, if my people, then you are entitled to it. No one. The government can't take it away from you. Relatives can't take it away from you. No, the benefits are always there. And while we should always remember the covenant of salvation, his death, burial, and resurrection, which entitles us to even a greater benefit, and that is eternal life in heaven, in a place that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it hasn't entered into the imagination of man, the things that God has prepared for us, and we put very little emphasis on the future because we're always focused on the present. We can't forget the benefits that come with this binding agreement that God loadeth us down every day with. Forget not all his benefits. And when we come together in church like this, We're exercising our worship, and then all of a sudden, we start to appreciate what God's doing for us. More and more people today are recognizing how important fringe benefits are. All the extras that come with the job, paid vacations, health insurance, dental, eye care, retirement plans, 401ks. When I got out of school, I knew if I took a job with an employer, all of these things would just be granted to me. And you could literally work the rest of your life for one employer, and at the end of it, you would have a good retirement. And that isn't the case any longer. The fringe benefits are sometimes overlooked by people, yet they can and do amount to a lot of cost of your employer's agreement. And it's not just the paycheck at the end of the week, but the employer comes through with vacations, rest time, sick time, retirement time. And there are a lot of people who have looked forward to that, and they were willing to be faithful to an employer because of the benefits. Are we willing to be faithful to God because of all of the benefits that He provides to us every day? Psalm 68:19 said, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." And the word daily means from sunrise to sunset. All day long, whether we see it or not. Stations angels around us. That's what the Bible says. You don't see them. We sometimes think, well, the angels are kept in the church building. But the angels are with us all of the time. There are a few of you who have had accidents, and there's been an angel in your car protecting you. You just don't realize this benefit goes beyond vacation, beyond retirement, folks. Now, as soon as Israel left Egypt to make their way into the Promised Land, they experienced great miracles, which reminded them of the goodness and the greatness of God. Crossing the Red Sea, wow, that would have been spectacular. 100-foot, 200-foot walls of water on both sides, and they're walking right down the middle of it. And anybody, I don't think there was an atheist that walked through there. Pillars of clouds and fire in the morning, in the evening. I believe in God. I believe in God. Manna that came down from heaven. Better than pick and save delivering. Clothes that never wore out. Apparently they were satisfied with one outfit. Not only deliverance from bondage, but the benefits and the provisions of God that were associated with salvation that they never had when they were in Egypt. That we never had before we walked into the church. As soon as we were delivered from the bondage of our sin, when we made that decision that we wanted to live for God, we experienced great miracles. Oh my. I remember those first few months. It was God speaking to me, coincidence set up, and people coming out of the woodwork talking to me, little things that were happening. God was just showing me so vividly how real He was manifesting, and I wouldn't miss a moment of church and people being healed and filled with the Holy Ghost, and it was great. We didn't enter into an agreement with God for the fringe benefits, but nevertheless, well, there were these benefits. There were these miracles and healings. It was our health insurance program and manna from heaven and great retirement plan that we heard about. The brochure was showing us all of the things that we've got to look forward to as we continue to invest into the kingdom of God. When I was a 20-year-old, there were people who wanted to sell me life insurance, and I'm thinking, what in the world would I need life insurance for? But at 73, I'm thinking, maybe that would have been a good idea, you know? And when we first come into the church, we don't appreciate all of the benefits. But you get down the road, when you get up in the morning and your back is hurting a little, and you're thinking, you know, those benefits are really nice. But there came a time while Israel was still in the wilderness that God commanded Moses to instruct all the Israelites to sew threads of blue into the fringes of their garments. A blue ribbon at the very bottom of their garments, because now there weren't the miracles, it seems, that happened when they first entered into the promised land. It just seems like God wasn't that, vivid to them. So take a look at Numbers, the 15th chapter. Numbers chapter 15 and verse 37. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all of the commandments of the Lord. Remember all of the commandments of the Lord and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye use to go a-whoring. That ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. He brought us out of the world to be our God. Amen. And so we find that God was the first one to establish fringe benefits. Where do you think the word fringe benefits came from? Huh? Man just didn't make it up, but it came out of the Bible. Hey, and these are the fringe benefits if you work for me. People today commonly refer to it as fringe benefits. Webster defines fringe as a decorative border or edging of thread or ribbon. The time would come when Israel would not always have miracles to remind them of the presence of God. We walk in this place on a regular basis, and there are miracles, and you feel the presence of God. And these times when it might seem that God is far away, the Israelites could simply look at the fringe of their garment and be reminded of the Lord's commandments and that they were God's people. There's something that we need to look at to remind us, I'm a child of God. Church, there will be many times in our lives that perhaps it might seem like God is far from us. We haven't felt his presence, or something isn't going well in our life, and we're living in an ungodly, immoral, and dishonest world. We're swimming upstream, and the pressure of living in this evil age has caused some saints to forget who we are. We can't take on the tactics of the world in order to get what we want. On Sunday, we gathered together in worship, and we're reminded of our relationship with God. There's something that has to remind us of all of the benefits. We're not serving God for naught. You know, that's what the devil said to God when he was challenging Job. Does Job serve you for naught? The answer is no. You can't lay a hand on God's saints without God's permission. Feeling the presence of God reassures us of the covenant and the fringe benefits that we have. Several times this week, just out of the blue, I'm feeling the presence of God. Yesterday morning, I stood up here, found a scripture I was reading. As I was reading it, I was just overcome by the presence of God. This morning, as I stood here in song service, I'm thinking, God, why am I feeling this Shekinah glory of God? I'm not worthy, but no. You see, it's part of the benefit. It's part of the package. He paid for the salvation. He paid for our healings. But he also paid for the fringe benefits that we receive every day. He loadeth down. Sometimes when I least expect it, the benefits showed up. And really, the fact of the matter is, I sometimes value the benefits more than I do the miracles. Because God doesn't have to demonstrate through miracle that he's around, but just that little touch of God in the middle of the day. He never forgets an anniversary. Maybe it's not a miracle, no money falling from the clouds, no pillar of fire, but I noticed the blue ribbon. I felt his presence. Imagine with me a time after Moses was already dead and the army of Israel was in battle with the enemy, being beaten and falling back for the first time. They've never experienced defeat at all. They're being outfought, outmaneuvered, manipulated, perhaps ready to sound the retreat. I wonder if you've ever been there. I think we all have. But then the general looks down and notices the blue fringe. Something to remind him and us. We're different than the things that we're fighting against. He begins to think about what it meant to belong to God. Don't lean on your own understanding, but trust God in all your ways. Fear turns to faith. This battle belongs to the Lord. It's the fringe benefit. Imagine a young Israelite man who has wandered far from his home, left his father's farm in order to go out and sow his oats and take his inheritance, and falls deeply into sin. He hits bottom and tears are streaming down his face. And as he thinks about the good times that he used to have in his father's house, reduced to eating with the swine, things aren't going well for him. But he still is wearing the garment with the blue fringe. And as he looks down, he sees the fringe and he remembers the goodness of God. You know the story. I'm coming back for the fringe benefits. You know, one of the fringe benefits is us being together. Relationships that we have in the church that are much deeper, stronger than even our best friends or even relatives. Benefits. God puts us together for the benefit of all. We don't sew a blue ribbon on our clothes to remind us of God's benefit, but we have something much better than a fringe. We have the Spirit of God that constantly, constantly reminds us of the goodness of God and what he has in store for us down the road. Satan would love to destroy our self-esteem to make us feel like we're nothing, we're nobodies. But right at the most strategic point, God touches us, or has somebody come to us with an encouraging word, or maybe there's a message that even comes from the pulpit that says, no, you're somebody. And we remember, I'm a child of God. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, belonging exclusively to God, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Church, let us remember who we are. A frail Jewish woman 2,000 years ago spent all that she had to help her with a issue of blood. She was desperate. She was forlorn. She got to the place where she didn't know if she would live, and it was an issue of blood. You know, we have an issue of blood. Our problem is the issue of blood. She tried everything and spent all she had, but she needed a fringe benefit. So if we turn to our last scripture in Luke, the 8th chapter, if our musicians would come. Luke chapter 8 and verse 43. "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, 'Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?' And Jesus said, 'Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me.' And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him and declared unto him before all of the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace.'" Oh, if I could just get a hold of the fringe benefits this morning. Irrevocable. He healed 2,000 years ago, but the benefit is still there. If somehow I could reach down and touch the fringe of his garment, virtue will leave our God. Amen. And we'll see. We'll realize how blessed we are. I believe that so much of our serving God is attitude. It determines our altitude. If we come in with the right attitude, God, I know you can do anything, and I have a right because, you know, I've been employed this way, I've been walking this way for a long time, and now I'm requesting some of the benefits you said I could have. I believe God gives them out freely. Amen. Glory to God. Would you stand with me, please? We're going to sing an old song we haven't sung for a long time. I am blessed. If you just take one thing out of this message this morning and realize we are a blessed people. Hallelujah. Do we deserve it? Absolutely not. And that's what stuns me from time to time. When God just allows me to feel his touch, I'm thinking, God, you know everything about me and you still love me. I am blessed. The altar's open.